SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
I'm a proud First Nations man from the Wiradjuri and Ngunnawal tribe. So my family lineage runs throughout New South Wales. And I was born and bred on Gadigal and Bidjigal country here in Warrain in Sydney.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Look, you started your acting career very young. You were even not 10 and you already were an actor. Do you remember your beginnings?
I most certainly do, very fondly. I sort of fell into acting. I never wanted to be an actor growing up. I wanted to play professional rugby league for the mighty South Sydney Rabbitohs. That was my dream growing up as a kid. And I love playing sport. I played tennis, I played basketball, I played cricket, anything, I suppose, with a ball I was a part of and loved playing with. However, I was gifted an opportunity by my year three teacher to enter the entertainment industry. She set up a meeting with an acting agent. Went along to the meeting and the rest is history. My first big production was a theatre show at Belvoir Street called No Sugar. And then I got my first TV gig on The Flying Doctors, which was on Channel 9. And from there, it just sort of blossomed. And I just sort of hung in there through my childhood. And I've still maintained a career ever since, the last 36 years. So, I started when I was 9, actually. So, it's been a long career and I've loved every bit of it.
That's awesome. How was it being a child actor?
It was fantastic. You know, I did a really big production called Lift Off on the ABC, where I was one of six main cast. We were all kids and I had to fly down to Melbourne, and which was, in hindsight, it was tough at the time, but in hindsight, an amazing experience to learn the craft of acting, to grow as a person, a young man. I moved down there at the age of 10 or 11 for 6 months and lived with a young girl who played my sister and her family. But Lift Off was an amazing show. It was just fantastic. Puppetry, it was make-believe. It was, you know, 6 months of joy. And I look back on it very fondly. And all the other productions I did as a kid leading into becoming a young adult. So it was very, very enjoyable.
That's amazing. You sound like such a strong person. You know, I was crying that I'm homesick when I left my parents for a week, and you did such a big thing for such a young child.
I was homesick. I was so homesick, in fact. And looking back, I was strong, you know, to fly down at 10 years of age, away from my family for 6 months to a foreign city and working. You know, we worked long hours, Monday to Friday. But I got really homesick, and the deal was to fly me back every fortnight, but I got too homesick. So they decided to fly me back every weekend for 6 months to see my family. So I would fly down to Melbourne on a Sunday evening. That was probably the worst day. It was leaving the family. There'll be many, many tears. But then when I was on set Monday to Friday, I had the best time ever. And obviously Friday was the best day of the week because I get to fly back home to Sydney and be with the family. So, yeah, it was tough. Not only working those long hours Monday to Friday as a 10-year-old, but all the travel as well. But, like, in hindsight, an amazing experience, and it made me who I am today, I believe.
In an interview, you also talked about the responsibilities of being an Aboriginal actor and what it means to you. Can you please tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, well, we tell stories of our people. Being an actor, we're telling stories. Being an Aboriginal actor, we're telling stories of our people that have been around for 65,000 plus years. So there's a massive responsibility because we are the oldest continuing culture, and we have maintained that culture through performance, you know, through dance, through our art, through our oral histories. And so we have to maintain and make sure that some protocols are set in place. We have to get permissions from people, you know, because we are actors. You know, I'm from New South Wales, but there are times when, you know, I portray characters and stories from other parts of Australia. So you have to make sure that certain protocols have been adhered to, and that you're doing, you have got permissions from those families or those communities that you're representing. So you have big responsibilities, and you want to make sure you do a good job because you are accountable for those communities. But you want to make sure that it's done in the right way, that you're doing a good job and always getting that feedback. So, but once, you know, big responsibilities, but, you know, the moment you step on a stage or in front of a screen doing those stories, the pride you have doing those stories for your people is, it's unmatched. It's really, it's a proud moment. There are opportunities I'd love to be, just to play, you know, characters that aren't Aboriginal as such, or just normal characters with no background as such attached to them, cultural background attached to them. That's a challenge I like to break down and do more of. But at the same time, you know, I love representing my people.
Is there a dream role that you have?
Well, coming from a sporting background, I always wanted to do, I mean, I did a big film called Australian Rules just out of high school, and that was fantastic. It really sort of gave me another, in terms of profile, it was a big part of my career for that. A great role, great film. And that was with Australian Rules football. And I never grew up playing Australian Rules football, so I had to learn how to play it. And that was a dream role at the time. But I'd love to do another sporting role. Boxing, I'd love to do. I loved Rocky growing up, the film Rocky. I know word for word. I know all the movies. There's about five of them now, or even six, I think. But back growing up, there was only Rocky up to number four. And I watched them every day. I knew them word for word. And playing sport as a youngster, I'd watch them before I played sport. So to play a boxing film would be amazing.
That's awesome. And would it mean you have to, I guess, learn the sport or train the sport as well?
Yeah, I actually did a boxing film, The Tenderhook. It was set in the 1920s, though, so it's sort of a bit of a different style and stuff, but I had to train for that, and it was fantastic. I learned the craft of it and loved it, and, yeah, watch sport closely now as a hobby. But, yeah, training, and especially for boxing, wow, they are super athletes the way they train, so... Yeah, and that's the beauty of becoming an actor, you know. You get to play so many diverse roles and characters and learn new skills whilst doing them. So it's, that's a great part of being an actor.
Is there a preferred, I guess, style of acting? Do you prefer film or TV or theatre?
Oh, it's a tough one. I've been asked this many times. Look, I don't think I have a favourite. I'm just happy to be telling stories. Growing up, I was always on the film or TV set, mainly a TV set. So, you know, I suppose I feel most comfortable because that was my training ground growing up. You know, there's a certain type of language that's on a film set, and I'm really comfortable with that. I love the film and the camera. I love how it all works. So, but on the flip side, theatre, that immediate response from that audience, you know, when you take that bow at the end or in a moment within the play itself, yeah, it gives you a great rush. So, yeah, very tough question, that one. I can't say I do have a favourite, but if I was to lean towards one, it would probably be film and TV.
Awesome. And you have a new role now. You are the ambassador of ALNF Foundation. It's an Australian Literacy and Numeracy Foundation. Can you tell us a bit more about this role?
Yes, definitely. Well, I've come on as a very proud ambassador for the ALNF the last couple of years. You know, education is a big aspect of my life, has been for many years. My mother was in education for over three decades, so she instilled in myself the importance of education. Also being a presenter in Play School, you know, we're educating so many young Australians, and the show itself has been for the last 58 years. I have been a proud member of the Play School family for 14 years, so I know how important education is. And this was just an opportunity that was thrown in front of me, and I jumped at the opportunity to become on board. It's helping those kids out there, our children, out in those marginalised communities, especially in our Aboriginal and our refugee communities, just to help them gain their basic numeracy skills. And that's something I thought was fantastic. And so, you know, being a proud First Nations man, it made sense to me to marry all those things together and and jump on board and become an ambassador. The Australian Literacy and Numeracy Foundation have teamed up again with Officeworks. I mean, have to thank Officeworks for once again jumping on board to help with the fundraising. We've got a, during the month of September, we're hoping to raise funds for our beautiful programs that we have for our communities out there. We've raised over $4.2 million previously and so far, and we've reached over 35,000 students. So Officeworks, all you have to do, I know Officeworks, a lot of people shop at Officeworks and they're all around the country. After you purchase whatever you're getting at Officeworks, you can make a donation at the counter afterwards. And I think some of the staff will ask if you want to make a donation. If you're purchasing something online, you can also donate online. Or if you're in store, you can purchase a tote bag, Literacy is Freedom. And the campaign is called Literacy is Freedom. It's about giving the freedom to any kid from any background, the freedom to learn. That's the campaign. It runs all for the month of September.
Look, thank you so much. It's so inspiring to talk to you. Unfortunately, our time is limited, but I'm wondering, what are you up to now? Where can we see you? Where can we hear you now?
Yes, you can still see me on Play School. This is my 14th year, and I look forward to being on there for another 14 decades. I do Sydney Weekender, which is a New South Wales-based travel and lifestyle show on Channel 7. I'm a proud presenter on that as well. And in terms of TV stuff coming up, Scrublands, which is on Stan Australia, subscription TV. I'm in the second season of that, which will be called Silver, and that will be released early next year. I'm currently on Disney Plus on The Artful Dodger, so you can watch that right now. And I've just landed a role on the next series of Mystery Road on the ABC. So I'm about to head over to WA to film that. So I'm looking forward to that. But when I come back from there, I will be doing the second season of The Artful Dodger. So look out for that as well on Disney Plus.
So you're very busy.
Very busy, yes. Being all the ambassador work and Play School and Sydney Weekender and my TV stuff. Very busy, but my most important role is and always will be that as a father and a husband. So that's my best role I've ever had in my life. So I'm busy with that, and they always come first.
That's so beautiful. Look, thank you so much for taking your time also to talk to us on NITV Radio today.
Thank you very much.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.